All right, everybody, it is time for another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. But before we dive in to our awesome, awesome guest and conversation today, I want to remind you guys of two things. And the first one is that if you go to crypto101insider.com, you can join our private community. Here's where we have our model portfolio and all of our top picks. We also have Crypto 101 University, where we have hours and hours and hours of written and video content that explains blockchain and explains cryptocurrency in a very bite-sized and easy to understand way. And we have a weekly newsletter that goes out and quarterly state of crypto addresses that go out. There is just a ton of value packed into this every which way. So I want you guys first to go to crypto101insider.com today, if you haven't already. I also want to remind you guys that Pizza Mind and I recently just finished a book. It took 11 months of our lives to write, and we're calling it Crypto Revolution, Your Guide to the Future of Money. We walk you through this fascinating world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain, and it's part history book, it's part instructional guide, and it's going to really show you guys why cryptocurrencies are globally disruptive and how they're going to actually change in real life and in real terms the way that we buy and sell and even live. We include a bunch of how-tos on getting started with your first exchanges. We give you tips on how to safely buy and sell and store cryptocurrencies, as well as how do we evaluate potentially good cryptocurrencies. And the best part of the book is that we're giving it away for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. So go to cryptorevolution.com and pick up your copy today.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. Pizza Mind here with my trusty compadre, Bryce Paul. Bryce, how are you doing today?
Sir, I am better than ever. Man, it has been a crazy volatile day. Again, second recording of the day, Tuesday, September 7th. You guys are listening to this. It's probably a couple weeks after the fact, but holy smokes, am I freaking stoked for our guest today. We are joined by the Index Cooperative. We are joined by a core contributor, somebody who is really a flag bearer for this project, somebody who has poured his life and his soul into it, and somebody who the community really respects and really reveres, Simon Judd. Simon, welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast.
Hey, guys. Awesome to be here. Super, super stoked for this. Huge shout out to all the listeners there. I think it's going to be an awesome podcast. And I am super excited to talk about my favorite topic in the world, which is index co-op.
All right. I love it. Well, let's just start there. Why is it your favorite project? And why have you kind of dedicated your life to it?
Yeah. So that's a really good question. So I guess I'll just give you guys some background and who I am and kind of what led me to index co-op. And then ultimately what led me to getting, really, really involved in the project. So I graduated college in 2013 with a degree in philosophy. And right after I graduated, I joined the United States Marine Corps as an infantry officer. So I spent 6 years of my life leading infantry Marines in Hawaii, Japan, Korea, and had just an awesome experience over those 6 years. I remember I first kind of got exposed to crypto in 2017. We had just gotten back from deployment, and I remember overhearing my Marines like talking about this thing called Ethereum, and I had a 2 week break after deployment. So I was able to just really do a deep dive, bought my first ETH, just, really, 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 really into it right off the base. But, at that time I was, as an infantry officer in the Marine Corps, I really didn't have the foundation either from a technology standpoint or from a finance standpoint to understand what was going on, and really be able to conceptualize the technology. So
much of our listeners who maybe just first bought their Bitcoin because they saw the price. They're like, holy smokes, this thing's crazy. What the heck is going on underneath the hood?
100%. So I got out, I spent the rest of my time in the Marine Corps, and I got out in 2019 to go to business school. Went to business school at NYU. And when I got out of the Marine Corps, I really thought I was going to become a big time investment banker in New York City. That was my vision, because as an officer in the Marine Corps, when you're getting out, really, like, there's not a whole lot of options for you that are outside of the traditional path. Like, nobody gets out of the Marine Corps and goes and works in tech. Everybody either gets out, goes to get their MBA, then they work in banking or consulting. Like, that's the track that everybody does.
I had no idea. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really, because it, you know, it's an established track. Like, a lot of people have done that over time, and it's just kind of how that evolves. So I got out, I started business school fall of 2019, and I just loved my finance classes. I thought they were fascinating. I really enjoyed the experience of recruiting for investment banking and kind of understanding what the professional world was like outside of the military. So I spent last summer doing technology M&A at an investment bank in New York City. And I enjoyed the experience. I thought it was very challenging. It was really my first time working with technology outside of just email, because in the Marine Corps, it was just really just email was the only thing we really needed. But that was my first exposure to some of the basic tools like PowerPoint or Excel. But as the summer was happening, like DeFi summer was also happening. And like the crypto bug I caught in 2017 started to kind of like sit in the back of my head. And it was, you know, every day, like, hey, you should check this out more, check this out more. So I got done with the internship, and that fall, I was living in New York City, and I decided just to really, really dive into crypto and figure out what was going on. So in early November, I'd learned a lot. I was feeling pretty comfortable. And I remember I came to a point where I said, hey, if you don't get a job in crypto, like right now, you're going to spend next year trying to get a job in crypto, the year after that trying to get a job in crypto, the year after that trying to get a job in crypto, just do it. So I decided, I was like, hey, I just need to dedicate some serious time to really understanding what's going on. So I left New York City. I moved down to Mexico with really the intent of just being like, hey, I don't have a job in crypto, but I'm going to figure it out. And I'm just going to talk to crypto people and just dive in. So I got down to Mexico in early December, and I had no idea where to start getting involved in crypto. I was like sending applications to like random tier two exchanges, reaching out to, you know, some market maker, like, hey, what do I do? And I just had no idea where to start. But I, at the same time, I started to kind of explore some of the Discord, some of the forums, and I started to get really involved with BadgerDAO and Index Co-op. And for both protocols, it was still pretty early. Like, there really wasn't a super established community Index Co-op. It was really just, you know, two or three other contributors who were posting a lot. And I decided to reach out and say, hey, is there any work you guys need done? And started attending the meetings.
I'm curious real quick, how did you stumble upon Index Co-op? Just like,
so
on Twitter?
I remember, no, the one of the first things I bought in DeFi was DPI. The DeFi Pulse Index. It made sense to me. I was like, I've invested in index funds before. This is something I can get. So I reached out to the index, to some of the community members. I was like, hey, how can I help out? And they're like, hey, we do a meeting every Monday. We need some help editing some slides. And I was like, okay, I'm going to edit slides. I'm just going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, I started just kind of helping out here and there. And then really within the first 2 weeks, I just knew. I was like, this is an awesome team. These people are super smart. I really, really gel well with a lot of the people who are already here. This is what I need to be doing. So I remember, and it was like late December, there was no like guarantee, no promise, just like helping with slide decks. And I remember I called up the investment bank, and like my hands were shaking. I was like, it's so scary, because I've been working towards this for like 3 years. And I was like, hey, I'm going to work in crypto, not coming to the bank next summer full time. And I'm going to work at this thing called a DAO. They were like, we don't care, just whatever. And then from there, I started just to kind of, you know, getting more involved across the board, started to see more and more opportunities. And got really involved with our business development. I helped spin up our business development working group. Have been really lucky to partner with a number of really community members from all over the world. And every day at Index Co-op just gets better and better. This is absolutely the best team I've ever been on. I'm incredibly passionate about it.
Yeah. And Simon, your passion really does pour through the keyboard, because just for the record, I mean, me and my affiliates, we are very long index, and most people that come onto this show, you know, they reach out to us and say, hey, can we come onto this show? We actually reached out to you in particular to represent index. So just so everybody who's at home listening, like the roles were kind of reversed. I'm kind of fanboying over index. And, you know, I've been following Simon on his Twitter and getting a lot of, you know, really actionable information. So just, you know, shout out to you, because I think it's just a testament to the amount of work, and you could just tell, right? The passion, the energy, the hard work. So, compliments to you. And yeah, we are, and that's a great story. I never knew that story. And, I'm really glad you shared that with us.
It's really it's relatable.
It's been a cool journey. Like,
my experience is very similar. You know, I was kind of between jobs, and I knew I wanted to work in crypto. I went deep down the rabbit hole, learned everything I could, joined a bunch of different communities, and, you know, eventually one stood out above the rest, and I really stuck, became like a very core part of it, much like you are at Index. And that was really the launching pad for the rest of my career. So I think it's super cool. Let's dive into Index and talk about what it is, what it's doing. There's so many new people to the space that don't know what to buy. And having an index or a basket of a bunch of different tokens that someone else handpicked for you, it's a great approach to get someone's feet wet while they're still doing all their learning and understanding the space. But not all coins in the top 10 or the top 50 even are actually good. So how do you guys at Index Co-op decide what makes it into the index and how each coin is weighted?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, everybody, no matter how savvy they are in crypto or DeFi, like, remembers that first time when they first started researching DeFi and figuring it out. And people are smart. Like, they understand, like, hey, this is a really big technology trend, and there's a good investment opportunity here. But the reality is, it's very complicated. It can be very overwhelming. It can be very intimidating. And Index Co-op was really founded with the intent of bringing safe crypto investing to everyone in the world. When you think back, like, index funds aren't like are a relatively recent invention. They were launched in the 1970s. And prior to that, investors had to invest in specific stocks and be exposed to that volatility and the risk. And index funds, traditional index funds, did a tremendous amount to bring millions and millions of families into the global middle class and provide really safe avenues for people to invest their money for the long term. And Index Co-op, like, we see ourselves as the next generation of that. We see ourselves as the platform that will allow millions and millions of families to safely enter crypto investing and do it in a way that makes sense for them and will help them build a really strong long-term financial future for themselves and their families. And then how we do that is we partner with methodologists. And we, for a good example, is DeFi Pulse, who is one of the leading methodologists in the space. And those methodologists design each of our indexes to ensure that they only really include the best assets in the space.
So would it be a fair comparison to kind of say that index is like the S&P, that, you know, it's like kind of like the Standard and Poor's of cryptocurrency, because, you know, index, these token holders, the index cooperative, basically gets to determine what goes in the quote unquote S&P 500 of crypto.
So a little bit. So the methodologists who are external to Index Co-op are the ones that design what goes into each index. Index Co-op itself is like, we're really the platform that launches the different products. So we work really closely to identify who the best methodologists in the space are, who is the most knowledgeable, and then we work with them to design the best products in the world. And that's a very strong relationship. So it's very different than some of the other funds in the space that will have like the community voting on what should be included or what goes in. Like, this is like, these are really the most trusted names in the space, whether it's Bankless, DeFi Pulse. We have a number of indexes coming out with other methodologists over the next several months. And that's really the strength of the model.
Interesting. So there could even be like a model portfolio index that, you know, some other people put together someday.
Absolutely. The sky is the limit here. We're deeply committed to really identifying and working with the best methodologists in the space to design financial products.
Tell us a little bit about the beginnings, the genesis of the Index Cooperative. We spoke to Felix Fang a year ago at the Crypto 2020 Summit, and he told us, you know, about Set Protocol and what he was working on. He didn't mention Index at that time, so maybe it was a little in stealth mode. But tell us the genesis of Index Cooperative.
Yeah, so I think, you know, going back to really the origin from kind of day one. So in 2017, Felix Fang and Alex Song, they launched a Solidity lab called Set Labs. And the really brilliant technological breakthrough they had was this idea that you can have one ERC token that will hold a basket of other ERC tokens inside of it. And they've really pioneered that. They're arguably the best Solidity lab in America right now. They're just incredible. And in fall of last year, they worked really closely with DeFi Pulse to design our initial index, which was DPI, the DeFi Pulse Index, something you can think of as like the S&P 500 of DeFi. And then in order to launch that index, they realized that neither DeFi Pulse or Set Labs really had the infrastructure capability to launch and support major financial products. And they recognized that the best way to do that was to form a DAO and bring on really talented community members from just across the ecosystem to do everything for these indexes, whether that is business development, growth, marketing, engineering, product, design. And that was really the genesis. And I think what we really have seen over the last year is it's really greater than the sum of its parts. So if you think of the methodologist as providing just the data input, and then token sets is this core technology that we're built on top of. But Index Co-op is the glue that brings it all together and is able to bring these products to a truly massive market and drive them forward. And it's a real testament to the strength of the DAO model.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. I was going to ask about the recent NFT fund that is being proposed. And so I'll admit it, I kind of missed a big chunk of the NFT wave. I was very focused on Bitcoin, DeFi. And when the NFTs were coming out, I'm like, whoa, this is wild. But now NFTs are, you know, some of these things are valued at millions and millions of dollars. And, you know, Steph Curry comes out the other day. He says he's big into crypto and NFTs, and all these celebrities are talking about it. So Index Coop is kind of responding to that market demand, I would say, and or somebody is through the Index Cooperative, and I'm proposing an NFT fund. What's going on there? What's Simon's take?
So that is our super secret project right now. I'm in about five different chats that are all putting it together and figuring out how to make this thing happen. I'm super excited about it. And it brings us back to the core value proposition of Index Co-op. NFTs, like, it's a big market, it's complex. And the reality is there's a ton of value that can be captured there by passive investing that maybe can't be captured by the individual who's just saying, hey, I think this is going to go up or this is going to go down. And we really want to create a basket of the top tier, both in the NFT protocols and then the top tier assets in the space, and give people a way to gain safe exposure to that asset class. It's still very much a work in progress. There's some technical hurdles to using ERC 721s and indexes, but our team is super hard at work trying to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm very excited at that. The other index that, you know, we'd like some color on is the Metaverse Index. The MVI is the ticker for that. And that thing, it's packed with, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, talking about Axie Infinity and Sandbox and all these different kind of platforms like Decentraland that house the future of like digital real estate and house the future of digital marketplaces. Tell us a little bit about the Metaverse Index from your viewpoint.
So the Metaverse Index, in my opinion, is one of the best products we offer. I think it's good to understand kind of the genesis of it and how it came about. So, you know, two of my closest friends in Index Co-op, Dark Forest Capital and Artem Grandma, both, they kind of saw this trend in like the late fall of last year of these metaverse protocols, things like Decentraland Games, Axie starting to evolve. And they recognized that this was a really, really big change in really how people interact digitally with games and kind of that whole space. And they proposed that index to our community last fall. And it went through a number of iterations as they really like honed in on the methodology and how to make it work. And we launched it, I believe, in March of this year. And it's just done an incredible job of capturing that entire space in a way that is, like, once again, that really highlights the value proposition. Because I was an early holder of MVI, but I personally, like, I'm not an expert on the metaverse. There's a number of protocols out there that I don't have time to dive into, and I don't have time to
talk. Or even more so, timing the waves, right? Timing the rotations and stuff. Most people aren't traders. And so tell us about how these things rebalance automatically so that even if you're like totally novice, totally don't know how to trade, you could buy this MVI index offered by the index cooperative and you could basically, you know, outperform the general market.
100%. So these indexes, they rebalance every month. Based on market cap of the underlying protocols. So as one protocol is gaining in value, it's rebalancing to maintain a certain asset allocation across the entire space. And that's the key to it, right? Like when I look at MVI, the huge performance it's had over the last 2 months, it's been driven by a few of the coins in the portfolio. And if you're an average investor, you could have missed that. You would have bought one and it would have been flat this whole time. And totally missed the coin that goes 20x or 30x.
And then bought the top because you FOMOed into the one that was moving.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's really brilliant. And what I think is so brilliant about Index Cooperative is that, they have the best teams who have built these indexes in crypto for, 3 or 4 years now. Anybody else who's trying to build competitors is just so behind the curve and just so behind Index Cooperative. It's very apparent.
It's incredible. Like I'll talk to Dark Forest and AG about what they're doing with the metaverse and who they're integrating with and what's happening. And it's just like, I walk away from every conversation with my mind just blowing, being like, I am so glad we have two people who can just synthesize this and get it into a product I can hold.
Today, many small business owners are busier than ever. I mean, time spent searching for and interviewing candidates can take time away from managing and growing a business. And that's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to get the candidates worth interviewing faster. And it's free. In fact, I mean, here at Crypto 101, we used LinkedIn to hire our newest employee, Ryan. And funny enough, he actually in turn worked with the folks at LinkedIn to partner with us here on the podcast as a sponsor. So how about that? You can create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. You can focus on candidates with the skills and experience you need, and you could use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people, and then just use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you would like to interview and hire.
It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors.
So LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster. Did you know that every week, actually, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? So post your job for free at linkedin.com/crypto. That's linkedin.com/crypto to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. So there's a new type of a crypto investment that's sweeping across America right now. And it's not any new Ethereum killer or dog coin or anything like that. But tons of crypto investors are actually betting big on this new investment. And it's a market size that is actually expected to grow by another $1 trillion in just a few years. And barely anyone's talking about it. So until today, only 1,000 people could actually access this investment. But now, thanks to a new law, Everyday people like you and me can get in on that action. And there's only one platform that's opening the door to this exclusive world. And this is called Masterworks.io. Okay. It's a billion-dollar unicorn, and it makes it possible for you to profit off of the global art market. So what it does is, by combining the power of art tech with crypto, now instead of paying $30 million for a Basquiat, right, or a Banksy, you can now use your crypto to invest in one of these, you know, pieces of art using their platform. And it's basically like owning a piece of that, right? A real life NFT, but better. And their early investors have already gotten a 32% return from a Banksy painting, which is pretty mind-blowing. A Banksy painting, wow. And their offerings have sold out in less than 2 hours. So if you want to join the 225,000 other members and revolutionize the art world, you can skip the Masterworks waitlist with my link at masterworks.io/crypto101. That is masterworks.io/crypto101. And guys, it's very important that you see some disclosures. So we link to those in the show notes. And we also, you could go to masterworks.io/disclaimer and be sure to check that out. Okay, now on to the show.
I've got a question that you can pass through to them the next time you have a conversation. One of the things that really frustrates me about crypto is how correlated everything is, even though what it does has nothing to do with anything. For example, the index token sector, it doesn't, like, if these are shares of an index, which they are, they should be trading at like a net asset value.
They should track the underlying.
Yeah, it should be tracking the underlying. Exactly, Bryce. But it fluctuates all over the place. It really doesn't have much to do with the net asset value of the underlying asset. So what can be done from index co-op's end to help exchanges, price charts, and aggregators like CoinGecko and the traders themselves properly value these tokens?
So I think it's important to understand about our indexes, and this is the real beauty of the token set technology, is that they can be exchanged at any time for the underlying assets. So when you buy MBI or when you buy DPI, you're literally just buying a wrapper that holds the top 10 DeFi projects or the top 20 metaverse projects and rebalances that every month. And yeah, at any point, it can be exchanged for those underlying. And then we work really closely with market makers who are kind of constantly maintaining that NAV, the net asset value, and ensuring that the index itself is tracking the underlying. And they do that simply by minting a new index if the price deviates and selling it in or turning in the index and selling the underlying if the asset fluctuates. And you know, our indexes are very, very consistently within fractions of a percentage of the actual net asset value of all the underlying.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I mean, we've seen many different types of token baskets come and go, and the fact that you guys resolve that issue and have market makers on your side just literally minting and burning tokens as needed, just phenomenal. Great job.
You know, one of the things that I'm super curious about is the bankless index, the Bitcoin, I think the BED index, the Bitcoin, Ether, DeFi, and the guys from the Bankless podcast, another great crypto podcast, they launched this thing through the index cooperative. So can you give us some insight into, like, really, how did that product come about? Did you reach out to them? Did they reach out to you? Did they just propose something kind of from that initial thing, kind of through the launch to the secondary market?
Yeah. So BED first started from our growth lead, Lemonade Alpha, who had been kind of playing around with this meme of like all the crypto you need to sleep well in bed at night. And it really boiled down to like, hey, you just need Bitcoin, ETH, and DPI. And
It's BED, it's an acronym, and it also allows you to sleep in bed at night. It's a little cheeky. Love it.
And like, I think what we really wanted to have happen with that product was we wanted something that we could recommend to everyone who was entering crypto. Because, you know, how many of your listeners, how many of you guys, like, you're just, whenever somebody wants to get involved in crypto, you're just like, hey, buy some Bitcoin, buy some ETH. And then buy some DPI to get exposure to DeFi.
Yeah, just get comfortable first.
Exactly. You got to get comfortable. And, you know, the Bankless team, those guys have just done an incredible job of onboarding, you know, hundreds of thousands of people into crypto. They're one of the really leading voices in the space, making it accessible. And we wanted to partner closely with them to give them a product that can really onboard people into crypto.
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we'll have to figure out how we could do a crypto 101 index or something one of these days.
100%.
That would be great, man.
And all the indexes together. Really easy.
We get pretty trippy pretty quick. But yeah, just, you know, you're behind the scenes. You guys are launching a lot of new products. What else is on the horizon that's exciting these days?
So we have an awesome lineup of products that we'll be launching over the next several months, whether that is like stablecoin yield products that find the best yield across stablecoins, whether that is a crypto infrastructure index that tracks things like Chainlink and Filecoin. We have a robot advisory methodology that automatically tracks like undervalued tokens. We have an index with token terminal that's going to be proposed that uses a PE ratio to value the underlying protocols. And that's wow. Exciting. That's exciting to me. But what's really exciting to me outside of just like the products we're launching is bringing this kind of investing, bringing this kind of organization to the broader world. I'm firmly committed. I firmly believe that DAOs, these decentralized autonomous organizations, are the way of the future. They're incredibly efficient. They run themselves very well. And I can't wait to watch our DAO continue to grow, continue to scale, and really be the place for millions of people to land when they take their first steps into crypto.
So Simon, a lot of crypto is about aligning incentives. And so I want to know, how does Index Cooperative attract methodologists to dedicate their time to maintain these indexes, to think about them, to put in the code? What is the incentive structure of the Index Cooperative? And does the index token kind of play a role in any of that?
It does. So all of our index, we charge a very, very small streaming fee, usually 0.9. And that streaming fee is split between us and the external methodologist, usually 70-30. So as the AUM of that index grows, the methodologists are earning more money, and then index co-op is earning more money through those streaming fees. And then on the index co-op side, those streaming fees accrue to our treasury. And our treasury, the index governance token, is what controls those streaming fees. So a good example, year to date, we've generated just under $1.5 million in revenue over our first like 9 months of existence.
First 9 months of existence, $1.5 million in revenue.
Correct.
Wow.
And it's stable, right? Like as long as there's funds in our index, we continue to generate revenue, and that continues to be controlled by the index governance token. And then we use our governance token to pay our contributors. So I've lived 100% on crypto since December. Many of our contributors have as well. And we pay out people within the organization using our governance token.
Love it. How many holders of, all of these different products are there? Is that a number that you might have off the top of your hand?
Yeah. So it's just under 24,000.
Just under 24,000. So man, the sky is kind of the limit. When you think about there are, 125 million total crypto users. That's kind of, the recent estimates that we've seen, and 24,000 users. So there's still a huge, huge, huge addressable market just in the near term of crypto users. If you could give these people a great product, right? And that just makes crypto investing flipping easier than anything, which is what you guys are doing. Now it's just a function of scaling, right? Now it's just a function of getting these products into the wallets of crypto users around the world. So, you know, how does Index Cooperative, as this decentralized organization without really a central leader who's calling the shots and raising money to scale, how do you guys grow to get to become a product that a million people use within, you know, the next couple of years?
So like that's really front and center for us. When I think of like what will bring Index Co-op to millions of people is like there's a couple of different areas. We're very focused on large institutional investors and bringing them into holding these products because these are high quality ways to invest in DeFi. And the fact is most of these large institutions like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, like they don't have some specific knowledge in DeFi. Like they need our help to navigate it. And then alongside that is there still are large barriers of entry for people to enter crypto and buy products on decentralized exchanges. And we're working very hard to list our products across a number of centralized exchanges. And then I think the real core of the question, and this is maybe a little less tactical, is we want to build an organization that people are comfortable trusting like their financial futures with. And that means like building an organization built on very strong core values of integrity, ownership, trust, having the right kind of organization where we have, you know, really high caliber individuals who really believe in this and hold the products themselves and are able to really act as kind of like the gateway for people entering crypto.
That's amazing. So I would say the only barrier to getting any of these indexes right now is just the cost of Ethereum gas, which today, you know, blew away all-time highs. Has there been any talk internally about expanding onto Polygon or a Solana to bring these opportunities to even more people?
Absolutely. So we're deep in conversation. Our products already exist on Polygon. They've been ported over, but we're deep in conversation with a number of kind of like the leading platforms on Polygon to more prominently feature our products. And then, you know, from there, we have a whole team working on layer two solutions, getting onto side chains, getting onto platforms like Solana. Like the sky is the limit there.
Yeah, I love that. You know, what would you say, kind of going back to the institutional side of the conversation you just mentioned, you said Goldman Sachs, for example, but just in their mind, right? In the institution's mind, what do they want with the Index Cooperative? What is in it for them to partner with you guys? And what do these institutions really desire?
So I think the institutions desire the same thing as you and me or anybody who's listening. They want a way to gain access to this asset class, which is DeFi. And the reality is, yes, like these are highly sophisticated financial institutions, but they're sophisticated in traditional finance, not in DeFi. And if they want exposure to this asset class, how many times over the last 10 years have we seen institutions or enterprises like just mess up blockchain? Like they make the wrong bets, they go the wrong direction, they totally miss the core tenets of the technology. And we want to be a landing spot for those institutions as they enter this space and learn about it. And I strongly believe that our indexes provide the most compelling way for them to gain broad asset exposure to the entire asset class.
Yeah, fascinating. I love that. And it's always good to hear from people that are working day in and day out talking to these institutions that they want to buy, they want to learn, they're interested in this space. One of the things I want to kind of talk about while we still have you, I want to know a little bit more about the general inflation schedule or issuance schedule of the Index Governance token. And kind of just to contextualize it, like a lot of people understand like Bitcoin, right? It has a halving every 4 years, the inflation rate gets cut in half. But with now a lot of these newfangled sort of governance tokens, people aren't so clear. It's just like, you know, well, maybe in a year, 50% of the tokens are released, and then, you know, it goes to the team and marketing and all that kind of stuff. And so help frame our thinking around the overall, just like maybe inflation mechanism in the Index Governance token.
Yeah. So there's a total of 10 million of our governance token. And those are unlocked to our treasury, not like the market as a whole, over the next 3 years. And those are unlocked linearly. So what that means is kind of like our treasury, you know, I don't anticipate us issuing a ton more of our governance token on the open market. It's kind of in our treasury really just to fund our operations, to pay our core contributors, to fund our partnerships and really act in that manner.
Awesome.
That's another interesting point that I wanted to bring up about these index tokens is the total supply of tokens for these indexes are really irrelevant. You know, we look at things and we're trying to focus on circulating supply versus, you know, finding a scarce asset, but it really doesn't matter in any of these index baskets because you can go and mint new tokens. You can go redeem them, which essentially burns all the time. So it doesn't matter if an index has 1,000 tokens or 10,000 or 1,000,000 or 10 trillion because they're all an equal share and 100%. Really just represent an equal share of the underlying assets that are in that basket. So if you see something like MVI, which only I think had like 2 million shares when I first bought mine, I wasn't looking at it because it was a scarce asset. I was looking at it because
the assets within the asset.
Exactly. The assets within the assets. So
we're getting meta.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my team, you know, we're looking at all this stuff and we said, we don't have time to understand this, but we know most of these assets that are in the basket, we're going to let the people behind the scenes do what they do. And we're looking at Axie Infinity specifically saying, I don't know, it's a game. How do we capitalize off this game? We're, you know, I don't have time to play games. I'm an adult. But thanks to buying a ton of MBI, we got to catch a huge piece of that run up. So thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to Dark Forest and AG, but like 100%. I've worked like essentially every day of my life in DeFi since last November, right? Like that's all I have thought about. That's all I've focused on. And I don't have time to make like really specific plays. Like I probably have the knowledge, but like, I don't. It's just like, there's too much going on. There's too much being that I'm involved in. And it's like, I need an index to just track it that I can kind of set it and forget it. And like every, I think it's, and it doesn't, people like, I think they're like, oh, you know, I'll be smart or I'll do this. It's not about smarts. It's about just recognizing what your strengths are and playing to those. And yeah, there's a very small fraction of the population that can be like, make really good specific bets in a bunch of different people, including myself. We need a way to be able to invest in this sector as a whole in a way that offers us long-term security.
Love it. Love it. Simon, I want to, you know, kind of round things out with a little bit of just like, you know, life lessons. And I'm curious about your experience as an officer of the military. I recently read a book called Extreme Ownership, and it was by a guy named Jocko Willink. And he started talking about just how his experience as a leader in the Navy SEALs like affected his business. And now he helps like a bunch of people just make great business decisions day in and day out and day in and day out. And it's about like, you know, taking ownership for everything that goes on in your organization. So like that's one thing like I wanted to share Crypto 101, but I would love to like know how you think about like bringing in your, you know, your military history and your to lead this sort of, you know, you are a leader, right? Like tell us.
So, you know, when I first got into crypto first really started working in crypto, I had no background in technology whatsoever, really no interaction there. And I was really worried that like the skills I developed in the military were just kind of be irrelevant. And I would have to, you know, become this tech bro to get these things that I had no background in, right? And I think one of the coolest experiences is recognizing that all the skills I learned in the military really poured over one-to-one. And sometimes it's as simple as just being able to, you know, kind of see the big picture, being able to, you know, not get too stressed when the markets get too crazy or hectic, being able to rally people around like a common goal, a common mission. And, you know, I'm a huge believer in servant leadership and the concept, like you're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it just to get like rich and have a nice car, right? Like that's lame. Like that's boring. That's been done. We're doing this to build a better financial future for every single person in the world. Like that is why we are here. That is why I am here. That is why I'm so passionate about Index Co-op. That is what drives me. And that's what crypto needs. Like we don't need any more people like pumping coins or saying, this is good, this is good. We need people who are committed to building a better world because like that is what we're doing. Like that is what you guys are doing. That is what everybody's doing and working so hard to do right now. And like, that's what gets me up in the morning. That's what gets me excited about working at Index Co-op. Like that is what I am passionate about. And like, that is why I'm incredibly, incredibly humbled to be part of Index Co-op every single day.
Man. I couldn't have thought of a better response. I really appreciate that insight. Simon, before we let you go, is there anything that we didn't hit on for Index? Is there anything we missed, whether that's some impressive growth stats that you wanted to mention, some exciting, you know, things?
Yeah, so I want to talk to your listeners for a second. There's a lot of people out in the world who are looking at crypto and they want to get involved and they want to learn more. And they're scared. And, you know, I was scared when I was looking at crypto for the first time. Like everybody remembers buying Ethereum or Bitcoin the first time, be like, what did I just buy? There goes my money. And everybody's intimidated too. It can be very easy for people to be like, man, all these people are so smart. They know what's going on. Like, this is just so scary. And I want to tell every listener, don't be intimidated. Don't be scared. If you want to create a path for yourself in crypto, the path is out there. You can find it. You can work in crypto. You can help change the world. You can take it one step at a time. And if you think you don't have the skills, if you think you don't have what you need, like I would tell them that like you have it, have everything you need. Like what you guys are doing right now with this podcast, that's a great example of that. There are so many passionate people out there who are building it. They're figuring out, they're saying, hey, maybe what I learned at my old job doesn't port one-to-one and it's not the exact same job, but I'm smart and I'm creative and I'm going to figure out a way for me to make a living and build my life around crypto. Like if I can do it, if, you know, Bryce, Aaron, if you guys can do it, every single one of your listeners can do it. So, you know, if this podcast really resonated, you know, reach out on Twitter, join our Discord, introduce yourself. Once you get to the point of starting having one-on-ones with people in crypto, having actual conversations, like that's the hard point. From there on, it's all easy. It's all downhill. Just, you know, make the jump.
Make the jump. Get off zero, right?
I love it. And don't reply to anyone who messages you first. Keep it in the channel. Don't get scammed. Simon, awesome. That was absolutely brilliant and inspirational. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We'd love to talk to you for another 4 hours, but we have to be respectful of your time and ours as well. But we're definitely going to have you back very soon. And on any virtual summits that we're going to be putting on, we love what you're doing over there at the Index Co-op. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for helping us make the world a better place.
Hey, thanks, guys. Pleasure. Pleasure is all mine. Keep rocking. Keep killing it. You guys are truly on the front lines doing just, you know, awesome work out there. So keep it up.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.